Robin van der Laan, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. A hard-fought point against Hanley Town, always the case on Derby Day, isn't it?
Yeah, they tend to be like that. The weather didn't help, of course. It wasn't really one for the purists. But when you get to the 85 minutes and, you know, the 85th minute, you were hoping to cling on, basically. You know, they pushed hard second half. I think in general they were better than us today. You know, we were very poor. So probably the worst performance from our side with the ball that we've seen. Like I said, the conditions weren't great, but we made poor decisions with the ball, and which was frustrating. But it's good that we didn't play well and we still got the point.
No Jake Lovett today, but Callum Lovett instead scored the goal, so that must be pleasing. That if it's not one Lovett, it's the other Lovett.
Yeah, Cal makes good runs in the box and is good in the air. So it's nice for him to score a goal. It was a very nice goal, actually. We had some good moves in the first half, but obviously the second half, the wind picked up again. And like I said, they were better the second half, and they put us under a lot of pressure. I'm disappointed with the penalty because it was the boys were saying we never touched him. It was a clear dive, and the referee was happy to give it. It's frustrating when these things go against you. But again, you know, if you don't play well and you're still picking points up, I've got to be happy.
Don't think the referee was going to give the goal. Originally, he had to look over to the referee and took an age to actually signal that the ball had gone in the back of the net. What was your assessment on the dugout?
I couldn't see it from that angle. It's always a linesman decision, and you know, he for us, he made the right decisions, whether it was in or not. It was just a great header. He's standing right on the line, so he's had a good view of it. It was a good way for us to go into half time, 1-0 up. We had some good chances in the first half, and they had a couple of one on ones too. You know, Joe Slynn made four or five really good saves today. So he's definitely earned his money today.
Certainly, as I say, no Jake Lovett, and you'd have thought at kickoff it may have cost you potentially because you've only got 20 goals in the league, 21 today. Are you in the hunt for another striker, or are you happy with what you've got at the moment?
We were looking for a striker for 4 years, mate. You know, since Ryan McLean left, who was a prolific scorer for us, you know, it's been difficult. Jake's is obviously a good goal scorer. He's had you know, in his young life, had a lot of injuries, and you know, we've managed him well this season. You know, I think he scored 10 or 11 goals so far. So he's got a good return. But we can't just rely on Jake to score. We need more goal scorers in the team. And, you know, when Callum comes in and scores a goal like that, your midfielders pop in and score goals. You need your wide players to go and score goals. And we know where the problem is. It's, you know, we're not scoring enough goals. And, you know, we're keeping it quite tight, which is good, especially, you know, when you look it over your shoulder a little bit. So that's the pleasing thing. You know, we don't concede too many apart from that one thrashing at Clitheroe 7-1.
Yeah, 338 in this afternoon, which for two teams who aren't really well supported, that's a fantastic attendance. I know it's helped us, No Vale and Stoke City playing this afternoon, but you must be delighted with that.
Yeah, it's great to see the fans here. Local derby, you know, it's the third local derby in a row. We've had good numbers for each of the games, even the game at Kidsgrove, they had nearly 500, I think. Nearly 500 against League Town. So they're good numbers. We were lucky that the weather picked up, because this morning I was looking at it and we're lucky if we get 100 through the gate. But the weather was fine, and you know, it was a battle today, and you know, hopefully they've enjoyed the game as a spectacle. And
shows that there is the potential for the people of Newcastle and the borough of Newcastle-under-Lyme to come and get behind their team as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that like watching derby games. So there's a lot of people that not necessarily Newcastle fans or Hanley fans, but they look at the fixture and they go, fancy that. Because it's not just about watching the football, is it? It's about socialising and seeing football people around the ground and having a chat and an atter, of course. So it's good that we have you know, ourselves and Kidsgrove, Hanley Town, League Town, all in the same league, because it creates a really good football culture.
It does, Robin. A great game of football. Thank you for your time and coming to speak to us, and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.